The title of today's message is Cast Out the Bondwoman. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1, Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage, under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Apostle Paul is speaking to the church of Galatia. He has reminded all of them that they were once a servant of sin, in bondage to the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, as a propitiation to conciliate God and man once again, to lift us from the curse of the law, and to restore sonship unto man through the Spirit of God, which is Christ Jesus. As a son of God, we are no longer a servant to sin, but an heir of God through Christ. Continuing at verse 8, Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather, are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. At this time, Apostle Paul is questioning the Jewish people as to why it is that they have turned from following after the Spirit of Christ and instead are now following again after the old Mosaic law. Once again, observing days, times, and customs, basically asking them why they have brought themselves back into bondage, wherein they were delivered from. Continuing at verse 11, I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first, and my temptation which was in my flesh, ye despise not, nor reject it, but receive me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you spake of? For I bear you record that, if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes, and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. This is important to understand. The apostle is teaching us by their example that there is people who would zealously affect you, so that it might affect them. This is not profitable for you. Continuing at verse 18, But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Here we are taught that being zealous in good things is great. But now the apostle is going to question those who are teaching that the customs and traditions of men, which were practiced under the Mosaic law, must still be upheld. In verse 21, Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and entereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath made many more children than she which hath an husband. This is of the utmost importance. The covenant of the Mosaic law given by Moses in Mount Sinai makes you a servant of the law and into bondage, which is an allegory of the handmaiden Agar, the bondwoman of Sarah, who also had a son by Abraham. But she was not the free woman, nor was her son the child of promise. In Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Continuing from Galatians chapter 4 and verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Cast out the sin in your life. Cast out the bondwoman. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 16 through 18, Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked, that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. What form of doctrine? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. How did you become free from sin? By being obedient to the doctrine of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we became the servants of righteousness. By becoming a son of God, partaking of being born of water and of the Spirit, as the Apostle Peter told us in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is the restoration of sonship, being born again. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you who are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. It is our obedient faith in Christ that leads us to the free gift of God, the imputation of righteousness. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which worketh by love. Listen carefully to what Apostle Paul has spoken. This faith works by love. What do you mean, Brother Ronnie? I mean this faith works by the action of love. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Notice that again we are told to take an action. We are told to keep His commandment, and that they are not grievous. What? Are you telling me I have to work for my salvation? No, I'm certainly not telling you that you must work for your salvation, but I am telling you that faith works by love, which is an action word. And we were told how to fulfill this action of love through the keeping of God's commandments. I thought we weren't under the law. We are not under the Mosaic law, but we are under the law of faith, the law of righteousness, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the perfect law of liberty. Cast out the bondwoman. Come out from among her, my people. Continuing at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little sin leavens the whole loaf. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Continuing at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 15, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 through 3, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. In Luke chapter 13, verses 23 and 24, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Strive or fight vigorously to enter in at that strait gate. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Cast out the bondwoman and live.